My fellow Americans and all those listening overseas, welcome back to Visiting the President. I am so excited to get to say that once again, and I hope that you've been missing Visiting the President as much as I've been missing getting to talk to all of you. This is your host, Joe Fakash, and today we are going to be setting the stage for Season 2 of Visiting the President. Now, I'm going to tell you over and over again, please go back and listen to Season 1. Season 2, each of the episodes will pick up right where the action left off of Season 1. So, for instance, when I introduce George Washington's episode next week, the episode will pick up right where the action left off in Washington's life, discuss the rest of his political rise, his presidency, and then, of course, his home. So it is going to be important that you're going back and listening. I recommend listening to the previous season episode, and I'll probably intro to each episode say, you might want to go back and listen to Season 1 of Benjamin Harrison in North Bend. But certainly that will give you some context of what we're going to be diving into. And I just know you're going to find this content really interesting. I have definitely been hard at work in the time since I last got to talk to you. There have been some new episodes in terms of doing recap and getting to talk to my parents over Christmas break. So hopefully you listened to those episodes. And I did go back and revisit some of those sites from my 2021 travels. I updated the episode so that there's, you know, fresh content in each of them, just so that all of the content would be kind of up to date in terms of, you know, my most recent visit. So that's something I completely intend to do as we continue. One of the things that I really hope to get across in the series is the idea that you can always go back to some of these. I have some people who will say, like, well, what are you going to do once you're done visiting each of the sites? And I say, well, I'll probably go back and revisit a lot of them, as I really do like these sites and I really do enjoy getting to see what's changed. There's always different projects going on at almost every site that we'll talk about, where there's a long-term refurbishment or legacy project in terms of being able to update or include information that had been left out before. And you never know what you didn't pay attention to the first time. And I think with my eyes, the first visits that I made to some of these sites, I wasn't always paying attention to some of the things I'm a little bit more focused on now. So that's something definitely to kind of pay attention to. One of the things to really kind of set the stage, and I'm going to go through what will be in each episode so you kind of can prepare yourself. Right off the bat, I just want to make very clear with Season 2, we're intending to go to the presidential homes. I have not been to every presidential home. One of the reasons is because there's not an available presidential home for each president, particularly the more recent presidents. Everybody since Lyndon Johnson does not have a home that's publicly available to visit. I'll give the information about those homes, where the presidents lived, but this is definitely going to be a kind of work in progress. There's some that I just haven't gotten to, and others that haven't been available, and I, you know, certainly focused my attention on the birthplaces and gravesites and what homes I could access before, but I'll be kind of going right along with you in some of these and setting the table for future visits. So that's something to kind of keep in mind. Now, as I said before, I'm going to pick up the action right where the last season had left off, and I'll be covering the life of the president leading up to their election. We'll go through their election, and then I'll give some highlights of that presidency. I want to stress the word highlights, because there are going to be some that are completely not comprehensive. You know, we don't have the time, we don't have the space, and I just want to kind of remind and keep in mind that this podcast is really focused on the presidential sites and getting to see them. And so while I want to provide the context of those individuals and their contributions and what we can see as the real kind of decisions and pivotal moments in each term, there are other podcasts, there are other books, there are other sources that you can go and find that content. And I'll try to direct your attention to that as best I can. But it's important to note right off the bat what this is and really is not. And so for each, I've definitely picked at least three or four things that we typically remember the president for. There are going to be others where they're just fun ideas or fun facts that I've picked up over my lifetime. But, you know, when it comes to wars, for instance, We're not going to go through every battle. We're not going to go through every private decision that was being made. And we see a real variance in 20th and 21st century presidents where we just have so much more information and the role of the presidency has changed. And that's something we'll discuss as we kind of go along throughout the season. As with last season, there will be presidents for whom you might disagree with what I consider their legacy or their chief achievements. And I will not portray myself to be the final verdict on any of these men. There will be a lot of other historians who might offer differing takes, and I just want to be a part of that conversation, but I by no means want to present that this is the final verdict. And in fact, one of the things I always do with my students is I say, you get to decide. That's the wonderful thing. We hopefully present all sorts of different facts, and then it's up to each of us to get to make up our mind. And I really intend for that to be the case for you too. Want us all to kind of keep that in mind. You know, I might sound like I'm throwing up a lot of caution tape. I still want to be balanced, and I want to have as kind of comprehensive an approach as what I can fit in. But I also don't want to keep you for 3 hours in podcast episodes, right? I want to make sure that we can kind of get in and out and really focus what the spirit of this podcast has been about, which has been about the president and their homes. And so that's really something that I'll be emphasizing as we kind of go along. Now, the season is also going to have a lot of fun. We're going to be introducing the president's other halves and more of their family trees, with the first ladies getting a real spotlight, as well as the children that they had together. We'll also be talking about how each individual president behaved as a father and as a husband. I'll discuss some of the other loves in these presidents' lives, depending on them. Most of you probably know some of those scintillating stories. I know which of the presidents you are ready to really sink your teeth into. And I know that some of you will want to accuse me of whitewashing when we get to others. Again, the focus of this podcast is not solely on the president and their love lives. I think that would be a great series. I think that would be a great series of episodes, but that is not what I have set out to do. So again, in the name of being comprehensive for my podcast aims, please don't let the sun rise and fall on how much I talk about John F. Kennedy's sex life or insert that president's name here. Like, I'm not trying to do that. I don't want to do that. And so that's something that I do want to have us at least kind of keep in mind. And then, of course, we're going to be talking a lot about presidential homes. There are some presidents who have really iconic homes. And I think when I first envisioned this podcast, these are the homes that you were likely thinking of when it came to the individual presidents. Here we're going to be talking about Monticello and Mount Vernon, the Hermitage and Sagamore Hill. Some, of course, are iconic. Some are going to probably be a little surprising. But I want to at least talk about the mark that the individual presidents and their families put on their homes and how those memories have been preserved. And you're going to see a real array in terms of how the homes were taken care of, how the homes are being restored or refurbished, what new stories they're trying to look into. All of that will be discussed. You'll find that there is a real variance between the kind of best of times and worst of times. Some are going to knock your socks off. Others are just by virtue of who they represent and the amount of care that went into preserving them, probably going to be a little bit disappointing. The ones that are preserved, you know, these are the ones that are really kind of sublime. And so we'll be thinking about certainly their adulthood, how the individual presidents kind of made decisions about where they lived. And we'll be talking about the post-presidency, where they lived and how they lived after the presidency, mainly in season 3 when we talk about the period after their presidency and then leading up to their death. So that's another thing to kind of keep in mind as well. Of course, season 4, we'll be looking at the museums and presidencies, and we'll discuss the construction of their legacies, how they wanted to be remembered in many of those cases, and how those efforts have kind of continued. Some of these episodes, I just want to caution as I'm doing a lot of the research, some of them are just going to be longer. And I'm not setting out to try to dominate your weekly schedule, but there are some presidents who just have a lot more that we can kind of talk about and sink our teeth into. The ones that have homes, you know, they're going to just simply be more descriptive. And the other ones, of course, will I'll try to do my best with regards to the amount of content that we have regarding those presidential legacies and how we see them in the homes that they chose. But that's really kind of something to keep in mind. I'm above all else looking for certainly comprehensiveness. I have a set amount of content I'm trying to hit for each president. And so I have kind of like a little check mark on each item. You know, did we talk about their wives? Did we talk about their children? Did we talk about the home? How can you visit? What did I do when I visited? And so I want to get through all of that. And I also want to be consistent. I want each one to get the time and attention that they deserve. But again, just know that some of them will be a little bit longer. Others might be kind of what you're used to in terms of their length. Certainly, I'm going to do the best I can to please all comers, but just keep that all in mind. And I just want to mention, this season has been a little bit more difficult for me to get going. For whatever reason, I don't think I had this much kind of trepidation last year. And I just want to be completely upfront about that. There's just a lot more content to kind of go through for each of these. And I kind of feel the pressure of having a good product in season one. And I know how many of you are really kind of faithful and really interested in this content. And so I really want to deliver a good product. And it's a little daunting. One thing that I did last year that I just want to throw out there is that I was very good about having a new episode up each week. It ended up being very kind of arduous at different times. And so if there are times this season that I need a slightly longer break, I hope you'll forgive that. And I'll let you know as that comes up. I don't have a set idea in place right now that that's going to happen, but I do want to at least give myself the grace that I would hope that you would give me as well. I did, again, want to thank all of the people who've contributed over the last year. Those of you who helped share the content for the podcast, telling friends about it. I've heard from so many people that they've been recommended it. When I see on the downloads where it's being downloaded from, we're in over 30 countries, all sorts of cities around the world, and that's really remarkable. I, of course, can't get the word out all by myself, so I know that that's coming from other people as well. And a big thank you to everybody who's been liking and subscribing and sharing the various social media. And I just encourage you, please help continue to keep that going forward. Those of you who've reached out and even with a kind word said how much you liked it, you have no idea how impactful that is on somebody who's doing a project like this. When I've really enjoyed podcasts in the past, I have actually reached out to the people who made them even before I was doing this podcast. You know, certainly there were times when I was writing my dissertation and doing a lot of the research and driving all over Northwest Ohio. And a lot of times it would be the podcast that would get me through. And some of them were silly. I have a podcast that I listen to about Saved by the Bell and one about Beverly Hills 90210. And there's one that would go through just different pop culture, you know, ranking movies and going through the Oscars. And sometimes you just need an outlet like that. And when somebody does something that you really enjoy, and I'm not doing this as a personal plug, but, you know, certainly I recommend reaching out. I am so grateful for all of the help and support that that has really kind of given me when this does get to be a little bit taxing. You know, I am still teaching throughout this all, and it's really nice when you know that it's resonating with people. And I do, of course, want to highlight the donors from season one, Sammy and Tom Fakosh, Nancy and Terry Wurkamp, Debbie and Dennis Fakosh, Gail Rittenhouse, Connie and Adam Luck, Sean Jones, Stephen Gilroy, Kurt Dion, AJ Mira, April McKenzie, Matt Hochstetler, Caitlin Callahan, Brittany Mellon, and Jim Brayler. You, again, have no idea how helpful that is to have just some added funds for when it comes to reserving a place. There's so many sites that I went to last year that I didn't hesitate on going on the slightly more expensive tour or throw in something here or there because I knew that I was being supported by those of you. And so I certainly appreciate that and welcome anyone else who wants to contribute. If you're looking to read alongside me for this season, I have a few big recommends. One of them is called Away from the White House: Presidential Escapes, Retreats, and Vacations by Lawrence Knutson. It's a wonderful coffee table book and has a lot of great images. And it describes both most of the primary residence, but then also some of the vacation spots. In some cases, and especially with our earlier presidents, you know, they would go back to their homes. And more recent days, of course, we have presidents who will find other homes that become associated with them. So if you're thinking about Harry Truman had his spot in Key West, or the Obamas traveling to Hawaii, that would be a good example of where you could get away. And so those are some of the major vacation spots that I'll be including when they're more associated with the different presidents. By far, my favorite is a book called Houses of the Presidents by Hugh Howard, where he has a lot of great photographs and great history of the different presidential sites. Not every president is represented, so there is a lot of external research. More of it is going to be from just doing internet searches on the different presidential sites. And a lot of times with the intact houses, they'll have a lot of history of the places. And so it's a lot of that. I also have different books on various presidents, and I'll be kind of recommending them as we go along. In addition to my favorite book from last time around, and that's The Complete Book of the Presidents by William D. Gregorio, which is still, to me, the gold standard in terms of a lot of the information that I'll be using for each episode. So if you're looking to kind of follow along, or you're looking to go off on your own, certainly be DMing me or sending me an email if there's a particular president or site that you're interested in, and I can help steer you in the right direction. Last year, I did experiment with Amazon on my site. The clicks just weren't there. I might try that again later, but where there are primary books that are associated, I'll try to link them on the website. Again, be checking out the social media feeds. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Search for Visiting the President. You can also go to the website. Visitingthepresidents.com has, of course, a lot of the content about the various presidential sites, as well as links and photographs. I'm very excited about this season, and I hope you are too. You're going to get to see a lot of the great presidential houses, and we'll have an in-depth conversation about what it all means and how it impacts the way we look at the different presidents. And I'm looking forward to seeing how you react to some of those homes as well. This week, I'm also going to be releasing a special bonus episode on Friday, so you can look forward to that too. And then next Tuesday, we will have our first episode of George Washington in Mount Vernon. And I know you can't wait. I can't wait either. Now, after that little break, it's now time for us to get in our cars and go to visit the presidents. See ya!